color of it is brown in dark brown in color, burnt umber. What in art field we can say burnt umber, and the flavor is a little bit spicy, and it's sweet, less, more of spicy, and it's a curry mixed with beans.
Your
what
favorite
food
is?
What is your favorite food?
Okay, well, according to me, my favorite and the most impressive dish is Rajma Chawal, what we call here in India. Now, because it is beans made in water and with some Indian curries that it is made of, Indian, and the best thing is it is made in two ways. First, what we call masalas, which are spices, which are mixed in this rajma. Now there are two kind of spices. One spice is which, you know, you get the raw material from the market, like everything, and mix them yourself in the mixer or whatever you do it. The other one is they give you the packed one, the spices, and you mix it in the rajma, the bean curry. But when you mix the one which is made ready-made, in which all the ingredients of the spices are mixed, they don't make a good one. The best one is made when you make your own spice. You may take the own spices in raw form and then mix, make a curry out of it, and then you know, mix it with the curry of bean curry, rajma. Then you get the real taste. And that's I think, according to me, that is the most best dish I like wherever I go. I have had every dish in majority of the dishes in the world. But to me, that's the best. When I even went to Spain, I took rajma chawal packed of haldiram that comes. Though it is not that good, it's not that tasty, but to survive, I took some packets there, and I used to eat that. But when it is made fresh, with coriander leaves and with onions cut, freshly cut, and you have those spices that are freshly cut and made, then you get the best taste. If you go, I've had rajma chawal in the entire country. I had it in Shimla, I had it in Vaishno Devi, I had it in Mussoorie, I had it everywhere, even in south. But let me tell you, the best rajma chawal are made in Punjab. There they know, because the flavor and the color best that comes out is in Punjab. They make the recipe there also. If you go to some dhaba, dhabas are the small restaurants that you get on the roadway, on the street, on the highway. On the highway there are some small small restaurants. There's a called dhabas, where you get the best flavored food. In the restaurant you won't get that flavor, which is the real rajma chawal. You will get it only in a dhaba, and they make it with as I've told you, with the raw spices and other freshly cut vegetables. So that becomes the best, it gives the best flavor, and when it is served hot, then you get the best taste. Well, you know, artists, as we say in Hindi, bhuke pet na hoye bhajan gopala, means that you cannot make anything when your stomach is empty. And when you get your favorite dish, then obviously you are in a better mood. So whenever I get rajma chawal and all that stuff, whenever I go, even in, when I go to Shimla or Mussoorie or any place, and I get, so it enhances my senses. And all the art is on the senses only, because it's a visual experience. So once your senses of your mouth are, you know, when your flavor and that aroma and that all the things enhance the flavor, that gives you a better feeling. And in my curator life, I would think that it helps me to do a better judgment, because when you're in a good mood, then obviously you make good judgments. When you are in a sick mood and you're annoyed, obviously you will not do that better good judgment. You'll be over. Even if a good works come in front of you, you will not like it because you are not in a good mood. But if you're in a good mood, and because these foods, like my favorite dish, they give you, they enhance your taste and it gives you a better feeling. So in that way, it enhances my ability to see the works in a better way and makes me in a better mood.
South Asia Art Market.
Which?
Food.
Food.
Best.
Can.
Which dish can best for the South Asia Art Market?
We also prefer food like it's multi cuisine. We all like China. We also like Chinese, like soups, and then we have noodles or chow mein, you can say, and fried rice, or rajma chawal,
momos.
Everything is these are all dishes. You know, Indian market is not bound by one dish. It has multi cuisines, because we have people from many, especially in Delhi, from many places. Like here, you will find people who have come from China. Here, people will find who come from Italy, Spain, and even from Punjab, even from you can say South. So here, there is no one dish that you can say that will give you. Which is closely related, many dishes, like even masala dosa, sambar, idli, then rajma chawal, chole chawal, kadi, and then we have this chow mein, then even burgers. Now the American foods have, as Burger King and all these stuffs have come, McDonald's and many. Pizza, burger. So these all are related to the art market in South Asia. So we have multi, like for example, if an artist comes from Italy or Spain, they also like to have something Indian, because they are already having the food there. So whenever they come, they like to have masala chicken or chicken curry or these kind of things. And rajma chawal and chole chawal. So many dishes are closely related to the art market. There cannot be a one, because we have many religions here and many people from all over the world come here.
Share
some
your
participant
thoughts
yourself
art market,
please.
Has tea.
Please share some of your thoughts on the art market and yourself has some participants.
Okay, the situation from last 3 years in art market is not good. after demonetization, which was introduced by the Prime Minister some 3 years back, the art market is not that good. People are not spending that much. As a result, because the property market has also gone down. There is a difference between our Indian market and the other markets. For example, in India, the main purchasers are the people who buy for their house, right? But in abroad, in even, I don't know about Taiwan, but in China or Hong Kong or Spain, Italy, there the even, you know, the museums, they buy for, you know, to represent their country. They buy lots of work. But in India, museums don't buy. We don't have a good museum. We just have one museum and that doesn't buy. So the situation in South Asia is much more dependent on the people who have money. Now let me explain you. The money here is not divided equally. Some have lots of money and some have very little less of money. Middle income group is, though we have the largest middle income group, one of the largest after China, but still the art market is controlled by the rich. Because spending power of the rich is a middle income person cannot buy a painting of 50,000 or lakh or 10 lakh, 50 lakh. A rich businessman or a millionaire can only buy. Now after demonetization, the market has shrunk a lot. People are not spending as they used to. People, then again, as I told you, it depends upon the houses, because always art is displayed here in houses. We don't have museums to buy. We don't have corporate houses. Like in US, they have big corporate houses which buy art. Here we don't have them. So it is mostly dependent on the purchasing of the houses. Now, when since demonetization, people have stopped spending money. And the tax structure is such that people are afraid these days to spend more money on art. So the art market has shrunk a lot. I would say from last 3 years, I think it has gone down 60%. Art market has gone down 60% of what it used to. The reason being that people are not making new houses. Since they are not making many new houses, many houses and flats are empty. So if they are not making new houses, they are not buying art. Because art, as I told you, is always here in India, is related to houses. Because if you have a house, you install an art piece or installation, you go for anything. But since that has gone down, very little, as I told you, 60% has gone down. So the art market has also gone down. With the property, art market in India is related to the property market. Since we do not have big corporate houses and museums, so when the corporates, when the art, this property market goes down, people don't spend money, individuals, our market and the government funding is too low. We don't have anything like if a building is coming up, like in Germany or in US, they have a facility that if you're making a new building or a new construction is coming up, you have to spend at least 2% of that construction cost in art. So they have, I was having a word with the chancellor the other day, and he told me that they have a budget of 450 crores in Germany every year for art. Every year, in which 150 crores is given by the government of Germany and 300 crores is given by the private sector. Out here, we don't have anything like that. Here, only the people who have lots of wealth, and the wealth is accumulated in the 5% of the population. Out of 130 crores, only 5% of the population has the wealth which can buy art. Now there, the other things also come up, then how much knowledge do I have? But whenever I do a curator show, like for example, I see your works or I see artists who have done very good works, which are more related to fine art. But in India, the problem is that people are not aware, they don't know the difference between a commercial art, a calendar art and a fine art. They don't realize that where the colors are subtle, where the artist is trying to say many things in few little things, or minimalistic art, it is much more powerful than the other calendar art or commercial art. For them, a Ganesha or a Buddha painting made colorfully, red, yellow and blue, is much more attractive. But that is again in the middle class. And the serious buyers generally go for artists which are masters like Souza, Hussain, Raza, Mr. Bruta. And that's the reason that the young artists in India are suffering. Because people are not aware what the real art is. Education is not given from the beginning in the childhood. That what a real artist and what kind of artist are doing. They don't understand the painting. How will they buy? If today every house like in Europe starts to buy each one painting, in India artists would be the richest people in the entire Asia. Because of the population, 130 crores, that means that even if single, like for example, I am living in a society where they have 2000 flats. If today each flat buys one painting, we have an order for 2000 paintings. 10 artists cannot make that in a single year, if a real artist is going to make it. So, there is lots of capacity, but the training is not provided. People are not aware, are not brought up in the sense that they, you know, they can really appreciate a good art from a bad art.
Credit card,
cash out. So, that's the reason that Indian art market is right now down, and we are facing big issues in the Indian art market. Many galleries, even in Lado's Rai, have closed. In the past 3 years, I think so, in Delhi and Bombay, I would say 20 galleries have closed. Many galleries are coming up, but it's difficult for them to survive because the purchasing power has gone down of the people. They are not ready to invest. They are fearing because they don't know what the next step of the government might be, and whatever it's their money they have might go out. So people have curbed buying. They have stopped spending a lot. And as a result, the art market, which used to be very good last 3-4 years back, has gone down a lot.
Eat.
Curatorial.
Practice.
If
you are
habit,
I know
any
what be
have
do you
like
regarding
your job? Do you like your job? If you have any unknown habit regarding your curatorial practice,
what do you eat with?
As a curator, my role is to select the best serious artist. As a curator, my role is always that I prefer to choose serious artists. I never go for artists which are commercial. I want that serious art and serious fine art should be promoted by every gallery and every museum. And that's the way it is done throughout the world. But in India, we can divide art market into three parts. As I told you, calendar art, like where the gods and goddesses are made. And the second is commercial art, where the art of Buddha or beautiful flowers and all those stuff, landscapes, these are made. And third is the fine art, In fine art, as you can see, there's a real serious art. I always promote serious art, and I always want to put all. From last many years, I've always promoted serious artists. I never go for artists who don't have a thought process, who just make paintings for the sake of painting. Until and unless you don't have a thought process of what you're making, and the art is not subtle and serious, I don't put up those works in the gallery. I always look for those kind of works. I like my job. Only at the time when we have to hang the paintings and curate the entire show, that's the toughest part. That's when I have to see all the walls, which is the right one, where I have to place all the paintings. That takes a lot of time and energy. Sometimes till 12 in the night I have to work while I'm curating those show. But that's the toughest part. Otherwise it's okay. I enjoy interacting with artists. I enjoy working, seeing the new works, interacting with them, seeing them works, new works every day. And you get a good exposure. But there's also a tough part that you can't refuse people bluntly that you will not take your art. Because explaining is a very difficult part. And your art is not that good, it's very difficult to explain. It's not only based, an art is not merely made on drawings. There are many aspects, like what is aesthetic sense, the color sense, the value on how you are showing your work. That there are many factors to a one piece of art which is made, even if it is a painting, it is a sculpture, installation, video, whatever art it is. I always prefer that even if a video artist is chosen, it should be a fine piece of art. Many days you go and see the videos going on, it doesn't make a sense, because these days people make videos just to show anything they click and they think that it's a piece of art. It is not like that. A piece of video art should have that its aesthetic sense, its values, and it should be able to explain, and then there should also be a creative side to it. I've seen some good videos recently of artists from Bombay and abroad. Some people are really doing very good works in video art, and they are really exploring the medium. But some artists are just, you know, capturing something on XYZ, anything, and then placing it with some effects. That doesn't make a video art. Art has to be very subtle, aesthetic, creative, and it should tell a story. And it should be able to capture the audience. For example, if you go and see a show and you see that it's you're standing there and you get bored, you say, you wait for 5 or 10 seconds or 15 seconds and then you move on. I think the art should be such, video art, it should be such that when a person goes, if it is over 5 minutes, he should stick there and see. This is interesting work. This is a work that, you know, gives you that sense that where you see, oh wow, this is a work, this is a something, this is real art. So video art should be also like that. But that's, I feel, I might criticize many people when they show their work, and I don't like, because I feel that if it is not seriously done and if you have not worked hard on anything, you cannot come up 100% of that. I may be joking around, but when it comes to art and selecting works, I am very serious. Last show which I did, I from out of 100 artists, I selected just 6-5 artists. Because I can, if I am doing the curation of a show, it has to be perfect. I cannot go, if it is experimental, then it has to be experimental and with different kind of mediums. I don't go for anything less. That's my way of curating. So every artist have their own curating sense, but that's how I do it.
be
sold.
Which?
Any problem?
It.
Taste.
Like.
Sexism.
And.
Racial conflict. Can
superfood
like if there
hunger.
What?
If there is a superfood, we can solve any problem like the hunger, racial conflict, sexism. What good it be? What it tastes like?
Yeah, obviously, food is the. See, food is also a form of art. Food is also a form of art. And. Food, you feel, see, painting is, I feel that food, you can smell, in a painting you cannot smell anything, it's just one, visual. But when you come to a painting, food, it has two aspects, you can feel it, you can smell it, and then you can see it also. That makes it a piece of art which I think is above a painting also. Because if you see a good dish in front of you, which has been provided aesthetically, which has been very delicately placed on a plate, and which has got a very good aroma, that gives you a real, that is a better art than only a wall painting. That is a real form of art also. Many artists these days do food art also, and this helps, you know, when you go abroad and you make, for example, when I was there in Spain, an artist used to, one of the artists used, made chole chawal, what we call beans and rice, and he distributed chickpeas and rice, and he distributed that, and with Indian curries, and he distributed in the entire artist circle, which was consist of 20, which was of 24 artists from Spain and America, Germany, even Chinese, and from all other parts of the countries they were there, Holland, Norway. So when this food was distributed, it helped, you know, the conflicts of ethnic, like there the British people have seen, think that they are far superior, but and they think the Chinese that we are superior, and Indians think that we are superior. So these days, because no one, everyone is free country, and every country feels that they are good and they are the best. But so there are many issues sometimes between the artists. They think that they are far better. But when a food, like they think a good food when it is served, it helps you to cross that. Everyone likes the food, and they all I saw that everyone was chatting and enjoying. So, you know, that barrier which was saying that I'm a Chinese and he's an Indian and he's a Korean and he's a American, it was all covered up. It was, nothing was there. Everyone was on the same table, enjoying the same food and chit-chatting. So I think that this food which is made properly can cross the conflicts of ethnic classes.